From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. intelligence agencies knew nearly a year ago that Major Nidal Hassan, the accused Fort Hood shooter, was communicating with an individual who was under investigation for possible links to terrorism. U.S. officials say they did not launch an investigation because the communications were considered, quote, fairly benign. More from NPR's Tom Chelton.
Senior U.S. officials involved in the investigation of Major Hassan have been thrown on the defensive by charges that their agencies knew about Hassan's link to a radical imam but took no action. After briefing members of Congress, the officials told reporters here that Hassan was in touch as early as last December with an individual, quote, espousing radical views. That individual, whom the officials would not identify, was himself the subject of a terrorism investigation. Hassan's 10 or 20 communications with the individual, however, were considered, quote, fairly benign and did not suggest he was considering an attack. At the time, the officials say Hassan was doing research on post-traumatic stress for Walter Reed Army Medical Center, and they say the communications seemed consistent with that research. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
The man accused of murdering George Tiller, a Wichita doctor who performed abortions, has confessed to the Associated Press. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports, the suspect also reportedly disclosed a key tenet of his defense.
Scott Roeder had picketed Dr. Tiller's clinics for years, and more recently even his church. Roeder's 51, and has a long association with the group, which argues that murdering doctors who perform abortion is justifiable homicide. Roeder told an Associated Press reporter that he shot Tiller and intends to use that line of defense. Reverend Don Spitz, founder of Pro-Life Virginia, says it's a variant of the necessity defense, sometimes used to justify violent intervention to stop a crime.
Scott Roeder believed it was necessary for him to use lethal force against George Tiller to save the lives of the children that George Tiller was scheduled to kill.
Others accused of killing abortion providers or bombing clinics have tried it, but never succeeded in using the necessity defense. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Connecticut's Republican Governor Jody Rell says she will not seek re-election when her term expires next year. Rell says she loves the job, but that it's time to move on.
The rewards are incalculable. But at some point, you really do know inside that it's time to begin a new chapter in your life.
Rell says she still plans to introduce proposals before the legislature during her remaining 14 months in office, and the state's budget problems will require her full attention. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is up 61 points at 98.70. This is NPR News. South Korean officials say North and South Korean Navy ships exchanged naval fire along their disputed western sea border Tuesday before retreating. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff issued a statement saying the South suffered no casualties, but that the North ship was seriously damaged. There was no immediate comment from the North. The two Koreas fought deadly skirmishes along the western sea border in 1999 and in 2002. Six South Korean sailors were killed in the 2002 incident. Officials in El Salvador say recent flooding has killed more than 120 people and left at least 60 others missing. NPR's Jason Bobian has more.
A mudslide outside the capital, San Salvador, partially buried the town of Verapaz. Mud and boulders from an adjacent volcano flattened houses and inundated the streets. The government says that nationwide 7,000 homes were destroyed by the heavy flooding. On Monday, emergency crews were digging through debris in several locations to try to find survivors. El Salvador has been getting pummeled by torrential rains from a low-pressure system in the Pacific. The rains washed out roads, downed power lines, and fouled drinking water supplies. Most of the fatalities were in and around the capital, although there were reports over the weekend of flood-related deaths in at least five of the country's 14 provinces. Salvadoran President Mauricio Funes has declared a national state of emergency. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Japanese stocks were trading higher on Tuesday. The Nikkei is up 61 points at 98.70. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial soared 203 points, closing at 10,226. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.